That's a good win for us. It's week two, though. You know, we've played a lot of good teams. They've come in here with either the record or we're kind of the history of being a solid football team and had some success the last year plus.
So this doesn't mean anything more than another week two win over a conference opponent. Nothing more.
Just means we're 2-0, Jay. I don't think there's anything wrong with being used to winning. I think it's a culture change when you play at home, you expect to win. Haven't had that around here all my years, so it's fun to be around an organization that you're seeing some culture change. Started last year with some of the blowout wins we had at home against good opponents. Continued in the playoffs against a really good Dallas team, and this carried over. Got another tough one next week.
Aaron, when you're extending plays with your legs and improvising, can you talk about what that's like, what you think about, and whether it's a lot of fun for you to do, even though it's a little bit hair-raising when guys are breathing down your neck?
Yeah, I mean, I like throwing from the pocket, but I've always been able to extend some plays to our advantage at times. The rush is pretty rough from those guys. I mean, they get up the field, they have a good push inside, and they get high and wide very quickly. So I knew I was going to have to extend some plays, but we had some, you know, we talked through a lot of the situation that happened actually in the game. The first touchdown of James was something that we actually, I mentioned in my presentation yesterday to the guys. I said, just a reminder, if I'm moving opposite the throw, just keep that alive. And James did a great job of, adjusting his route on the backside. As I moved to the left, had every intention of throwing it back to the right. And he was in the perfect spot, and it worked out for a big start to the game.
Aaron, did anything change or click on that drive early in the fourth quarter? I mean, I know you made some personnel adjustments where you put Randall and had Ty in there, but what clicked on that drive?
The second down play was huge. It was we looked at the pictures on the sideline with Tom, and we talked about hitting that spot. They were playing a lot of weak coverage with their safety, and we felt like if Randall could get a free release, that there was a hole in that zone. There were at second and 15 after the offside or the false start, and so we knew we needed something to get us going. We actually talked about as the quarter change, if we get this first down, let's go into our four receiver package with Randall doing some stuff in the backfield, and that worked out for us.
And you got the ball out of your hands quickly on just about every play on that drive. Is that important in that particular style that you're running the offense? Because they're bringing a pretty heavy pass rush.
Yeah, and they dropped a couple plays. They dropped an eighth guy into coverage. You know, they were scrambling a little bit. I think we hadn't shown that the entire game. We're worried about Devontae's health and whether or not we could use that package. But again, we talked about that on the changeover there and had a big first down conversion. And then as we get into that package. A lot of that stuff is stuff that we're just kind of figuring out as we go.
Aaron, you were, including the two-point conversion, you were 9 for 9 on that drive. But Rodgers made two terrific catches on the touchdown and the two-point conversion. He had the great catch against Dallas in the playoff game. What did you see from him tonight, and is that just more of the same from him?
Yeah, wish we could have hit that pass right there in the first half. But no, he did a good job of a second adjustment there on the scramble drill. When he's starting to tell me what he wants to run, that's when you see guys start to take that jump. Because I'm always talking with him in between possessions, and he's been a little bit more assertive this year with stuff he'd like to run in the flow of the game. So the touchdown was actually a broken play. Corey snapped it early, and we didn't have a route called. So that was one of those fun ones that we'll laugh about when we watch the film. The two-point conversion was an adjustment that we talked about in sidelines.
You said
in a game like this, how much does it pay off to work on footwork that you do back in April? Now, how much does that come into play in a game like this with a rush like that?
I was just telling Mike, I thank George Cortez, who was my offensive coordinator in college, because we used to do this drill every single day where we'd slide up in the pocket and work on keeping two hands on the ball. And in a game like this where there's a really tough rush and you're grabbing it at the ball and at your arms as you move up in the pocket, it's important to try and keep good ball security. Other than the fumble by James tonight, you know, we won the turnover margin, which is something we talked about. Like to be clean in that area, but if we're doing that, we're going to be in every game.
You said after the game last week, JJ could have had four touchdowns. Tonight he could have had two. He settled for one. Just how much of a difference is he making for you through two games?
He's given us that third legit receiver, which you need when you're playing a team that has a that has multiple guys that can cover. And like I said, he made a great adjustment on the first touchdown. Didn't get a lot of other balls thrown his way, but you know, the way they were playing, this is a game where the interior of the field is going to see more action, and that's why Randall had so many targets. Devontae, when he's inside, had a lot of targets, and Ty came in and made some plays, so I was really happy for him. I told him that's how you earn the trust of the quarterback, is when you go out there, situation like that, and take care of the football and make some good reaction plays.
Did he do everything he was supposed to on his catches? Because remember when Randall was a rookie against the Saints, he ran the wrong route, caught a touchdown from you. Was it no similarities there?
He did run one wrong route tonight, but that was a something that we hadn't really talked about. So I'm not upset about him as far as that goes. He's a he's a talented guy, but you know, the big play for him was the third down play. He came from right to left and was flying. He showed up kind of in my vision as I was looking to hit Randall, actually, who had one-on-one coverage with Thomas. And he just came flying over there. So I was happy. I was happy that he was in that spot.
Aaron, when you say, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting used to winning, how does that happen? How do you create that expectation, and then how do you deal with it once you've created it?
I just think it's a top-down mentality. It's being very confident in the preparation and then get a little help from God. I think God was a Packer fan tonight, so he was taking care of us.
Second week in a row, Aaron, it could be said that you guys played your best football in the fourth quarter. Does that become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Does that become something important that bonds or drives a team?
It's important. You got to play your best football down the stretch. And, you know, we needed some drives there. We gave up a couple of touchdowns to start the half. We had a three and out. Next thing you know, we're down 17-13, and then we put together three really solid drives. One was aided by J-Ron's interception. The other two were, you know, drives where we converted some third downs, got down there. Mason made a nice kick to pull within one. And then on the changeover, we had a really nice drive, a personnel change. Tom did a great job of feeding me some really good plays. And I'm proud of James Starks, the way that he ran. The protection I thought was really good against a great front. And we were able to get the ball in the end zone, get the big two-point conversion, too, that we've been struggling with in the past.
Do you say anything to them when they take the lead, when Seattle takes the lead? Is there anything you say to the guys?
No, I think we were really relaxed out there. There was just a calm confidence. We knew we needed to make some plays. It was kind of like at halftime last week where we came in, it was 13-10, and we realized that we got to get something going. We got to help our defense out. We got to change the momentum. We came out, had some nice scoring drives there. Tonight, you know, we just had just kind of stalled in the third quarter a little bit. Finally got things going in the fourth quarter and made those drives count.
When you catch a team too many men on the field, how confident are you that the officials are going to see the same thing?
100%, thanks to all the cameras we got out there. It's a weapon for us. We're going to make it hard for people to sub. So if you want to match up with us, you're going to have to get in and out quickly, or those guys are going to tire out a little bit.
You targeted Richard Sherman only twice in the game, both on free plays. Coincidence or not?
I would say that he's a great player. He played outside exclusively today with maybe a couple of, a couple times he went over with Devontae. But I think a lot of it was the pass rush. You know, the pass rush was so ferocious at times that as you're escaping the pocket, again, the middle of their defense is where you can find some soft spots, and that's kind of what we targeted. But he's a great player. You got to be smart when you throw his side, and thankfully we got one in there.
Do you sense early in the season whether you have a team that's special, or is that still something that has to develop over the course of time?
Well, I think we can be special. I think it's a lot of stuff has got to kind of come to fruition here. You know, we're a young team that has a lot of growing to do, but this is a good character win for us at home, a first home game. Great crowd tonight, incredible noise. Felt like a playoff atmosphere with our crowd, and thank you to the game day operations. You know, there's some different little, you know, lights in the tunnel and stuff that we appreciate. But no, this is going to be hopefully a trend for us. You know, we play some good teams at home this year. Continue it next week, a very good Chiefs team, and we're going to play our best football.
Against a strong opponent like that, though, defense coming up with two turnovers in the second half, I mean, that's a key element to getting to where you want to go as well.
Yeah, the defense did a great job. That's important for us. You know, we have to be a well-rounded football team. I thought special teams was really good. You know, they got a great returner, and we got him inside the 20 a lot. I thought Ginge punted the ball really well. And obviously Mason, you know, incredible 55-yarder that put us up two scores. And then obviously the capper, the short one, but nothing, you don't take any for granted. And we got a great kicker, and he's a weapon for us, especially in the cold.
Last one for Jason.
You find anything out about your guys, or do you have anything confirmed about your guys when K.J. Wright takes Richard Rodgers down and then T.J. goes in? Are those important moments, you know, you don't want to get the penalties, to see what your guys are kind of?
Well, we always back each other up, and you know, TJ was just going over there helping his guy out. I think there was some, you know, maybe some BS on the other side with why that started and how that started. But you know, we take care of each other, and I'm not surprised with TJ. He doesn't need a whole lot to get involved in those kind of things. But we have each other's back.